Trump names Mike Waltz to be his U.S. ambassador to UN. President Donald Trump on Thursday announced that he was naming White House National Security Advisor Mike Waltz to be the U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, after reports indicated that Waltz would be leaving his advisory position. In a Truth Social post on Thursday afternoon, Trump wrote that Waltz has worked hard to put our nation's interests first. I know he will do the same in his new role, he wrote. In the interim, Secretary of State Marco Rubio will serve as National Security Advisor, while continuing his strong leadership at the State Department. Together, we will continue to fight tirelessly to make America, and the world, safe again. In response, Waltz wrote on X that he is deeply honored to continue his service to President Trump and our great nation. Rubio's having both the roles of National Security Advisor and Secretary of State is not unprecedented. In the 1970s, under Presidents Richard Nixon and Gerald Ford, Henry Kissinger served as both Secretary of State and National Security Advisor. This is a man who has worn several hats since day one, State Department Press Secretary Tammy Bruce told reporters on Thursday, referring to Rubio. The president makes perfect assessments on who will implement his agenda. Thursday's announcement from Trump essentially ended speculation on Waltz's future in the administration after several news outlets, citing anonymous sources, said that he would be departing. It comes just weeks after Waltz confirmed that he accidentally invited an Atlantic editor, Jeffrey Goldberg, into a Signal chat with other officials that included discussions on Yemen airstrikes. Waltz apologized for the incident in a March interview with Fox News' Laura Ingraham and said that he doesn't know Goldberg, who had included details about the Signal chat in an article. Other Trump administration officials who were in the chat included Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, Vice President J.D. Vance, and Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard. Hegseth has said on multiple occasions that no war plans were shared in the chat, disputing claims that were made in Goldberg's article. Trump had previously nominated Representative Elise Stefanik as his ambassador to the UN, but she was ultimately withdrawn from consideration in March. The reason for the New York Republicans' withdrawal, Trump said in a Truth Social post at the time, was that it's essential that his administration maintains every Republican seat in Congress as the GOP holds a thin advantage in the lower congressional chamber. We must be unified to accomplish our mission, and Elise Stefanik has been a vital part of our efforts from the very beginning, the president said at the time. I have asked Elise, as one of my biggest allies, to remain in Congress. Stefanik told Fox News' Sean Hannity in March that she bowed out of the Senate confirmation process for the UN ambassador role due to the GOP's slim margin in the House and alleged corruption in New York. It was a combination of the New York corruption that we're seeing under Kathy Hochul, special elections, and the House margin, she said at the time. I've been in the House. It's tough to count these votes every day. During Trump's first term in office, South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley, a 2024 GOP presidential candidate, and former diplomat Kelly Craft had served as his UN ambassadors. As of January 20, career diplomat Dorothea Shea has been serving as Trump's interim U.S. ambassador to the UN.